every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my trials. Brother Joel Brown, yeah, he constantly giving me victory. It's a reality, something keeps holding me. Sing that chorus again. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, oh, helping me faithfully overcome all my trials.
Giving me victory.
Yes, it's a reality. Jesus is holding me.
The trials of this world were getting closer.
Oh, that's right.
The pull I felt was more than I could handle on my own. And I was, this is where I was, on the verge of just giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. Lay before me his temptation.
Oh, yes, he did.
To go back out into the world. It was his desire to steal away my faith, my joy, my hope. But I have found in time of just what I needed to keep me in this prayer.
Oh, don't you appreciate it? And something
keeps holding me.
Every day I see that, helping me faithfully,
amen,
to overcome my heart. It's a reality. Jesus is holding me. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that something is holding you tonight? What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord. Are you glad to be here tonight? Why don't you give the Lord a real good hand clap of praise? He's worthy tonight. Praise the Lord. So glad you're here. We're just looking to what the Lord would have for us in this service tonight. We're going to look at our prayer request. If you'd like to be seated for just a minute, then we'll go right on in into the service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Fred Perry sends in this testimony tonight. Says, I want to thank the Lord for touching my body. I was bracing for a week of eye pain and numbness when it just suddenly left me and I was well. Praise be unto the Lord. Thank God for that, Brother Fred. Somebody give the Lord a good hand clap of praise for that tonight. Amen. Sister Martha Ann wants us to remember her brother in prayer, Robert Hutto. He's suffering from different types of cancer, brain cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer. The doctors have diagnosed him and given him 6 months or less to live. Please pray for him. He is not a Christian, so we're just asking most of all that the Lord would, God's able to do a twofold work. He can heal his body, but also heal his soul. I pray you'll heal his soul. Don't you? If the body comes with it, that's good. But get his soul right with the Lord. So we want to remember that prayer request tonight. I want to pray for Brenda Vandergriff from North Carolina. She is in the hospital with severe COPD. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight, that the Lord would be mindful. I want to pray for a man by the name of Kindner from West Virginia, who is in the fourth stage of throat cancer. Also want to pray for Brother Burt, Sister Barbara Gravely, needs in their body. So we just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Sister Brenda Harmon, trouble turning her neck from side to side. They're asking that we would remember her. Sister Linda Nunley has shingles. Would appreciate your prayers. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight. Sister Carol Reagan wants us to remember her sister, Sharon Piercy, in prayer. Has flu symptoms. So let's remember that prayer request tonight as we pray. We want to pray for Brother and Sister Sims. Both are not doing well and need our prayers. So it's a lovely couple. We just want to commit them unto the Lord. Ask God to be mindful. Sister Nunley, I think, had to go back to the emergency room this week. And, well, she's right back in service again tonight. We want to praise the Lord for that. Sister Patty, God bless you. Praise the Lord. We certainly want to continue to pray for all those in our assembly that are sick, different various needs. All kinds of sickness going on. So let's pray for all those in our assembly that are sick and suffering in body tonight. Also pray for the men's meeting down in Newport, that the Lord would just be mindful of those services and give them a great time in the Lord. Isn't God good to us tonight? Do you love Him better than everything in this world? You have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know God is bigger than all of our troubles, all of our problems? Can we stand together tonight? Brother Terry, would you just come take these needs to the Lord? Let's just commit everything unto the care of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
So happy we get to go to church tonight. Let's bow our heads, join your faith with me. Heavenly Father, it's one thing for we to have faith, and that's all we can do is humanly have faith as much as possible. But we ask, dear God, that you join your faith with our faith, Lord, and that'll make it perfect faith. And these requests, first of all, Lord, before we mention, they've already been mentioned, but before we pray for them, we want to thank you that we did once again have the opportunity to be in the house of God. We're thankful, Lord, you've taken away the fear. What a generation of people that have even some of the slogans, no fear, no fear. But Lord, there's strife in the land. There's fear in the land. There's all types of evil in the land. But yet, Father, by revelation, perfect love casteth out fear. Revelation casts out fear. The wonderful things you've given, the truth of this message takes away the fear. Lord, it's just a privilege to be able to have an understanding of who you are and who we are and the things that we have recently learned, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. It's just tremendous, Lord. We're just so happy that you have granted us the grace and the peace and the understanding and the revelation and the fulfillment in our hearts to get closer to you and to see the, be able to be living in the end time. And I believe the we'll see the visible return of the Lord Jesus, how soon it is. And we're so thankful. Now, I pray for these requests, Lord. They were two cancer patients that were mentioned. Father, I pray that you would heal both of them. Most of all, the one that their soul was not right with God. Touch that individual. Brood upon his heart that he'll have a desire to make things right with God if he should go by the way of the grave. I pray, Lord, for each one of these requests. I have my hand on them that you have already been read. I pray for Sister Reagan's sister, you know her condition, Lord, and just touch her. And you're an ever-present help in a time of trouble. And I believe that you will meet the need of each one. People raise their hands, perhaps unsaved loved ones, someone outside the ark of safety, someone sick, a family. I heard something about Brad Gilbert's, I think his mother passed or something. Lord, be with him, that family. Dear God, you're just so wonderful. We just love you. And I know that you're the great consoler and you're our advocate and you're the way maker and the peacemaker, just everything. Bless the service tonight, Lord, as our brother comes to minister the word of God, anoint him to speak, anoint us to hear. And truly we can say it's been good to be in the house of God. Bless our pastor where he's at there at the men's meeting. Give him words to speak when he speaks. If he speaks again, Lord, I don't know what night he's speaking, but all the brothers there, bless their fellowship around the word. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, we pray it'll be a great blessing to those folks as well. I'm glad there's still power in the name of Jesus. A lot of people don't, they have, this nation in particular has taken God out of every conceivable thing that they could remove him from. They've done away with him. And we know they rejected God in 1956. So you see where we're at in 2017. A nation without God, we're seeing what it's like in a nation without God now. But I'm glad we've still got him.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad he's still got us. I'm glad we're still under his control. Are you glad about it tonight? Give him a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain.
Oh, yes.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh, there's an army rising up.
An army rising up. Every chain.
Oh, there's a bride rising up. Are you glad you're part of it? There's a bride rising up.
There's a bride, she's standing on her own two feet by the power of God.
There's a mighty God, and he's among us. There's a mighty God among us.
There's a mighty God among us. He's here to break every chain.
Hallelujah. Oh, I can see Sing a little choruses. Someone's supposed to sing tonight. Do you know who that is?
The Queen, brother.
Yes, Sister Tabitha. Tamika, Sister Tamika's supposed to sing tonight.
Queen.
You can be seated. He said Queen. I don't know if he meant Queen Elizabeth or who.
No, the Queen. The Queen.
Oh, praise
She's
the Lord.
She's going to get me for sure.
Praise the Lord, Sister Tamika, if you can. We love to hear her sing, don't we? Amen. We certainly do. We certainly do. We appreciate, I tell you what, we appreciate Joel Brown and the Brown family around here. We appreciate you, buddy. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus as she gets ready to sing for us tonight. Our God is awesome. Do you believe that with all your heart? Do you believe it with all your heart? You know, as Brother Donnie's been taking us through the book of Acts, everything that the Apostle Paul done, that old soldier had to do it with him. Paul's screaming the gospel, that soldier standing right beside of him. Paul raised his hands to praise God and sing the praises of God, that old soldier standing right beside of him. You may have a chain of some sort on you tonight that may fall your lot, but I'm going to tell you something. That's to this old boy. That's to this old guy. That new man, we're sailing free tonight. That new creature is sailing free tonight. Are you glad about it? Our God is awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Our God is awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Bless you. We appreciate her tonight, don't we? Give her a nice hand as she sings.
Speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. You have the power to bring about a change. God has come in you, and now He speaks through you. Don't cry, my brother, just speak in His name. Speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. You have the power to bring about a change. God has come in you, and now He speaks through you. Don't cry, my brother, just speak in His name. We're in a new season now. You have authority. God commands the devil to set your loved ones free. the third pole is here now. It can't be imitated. The power that's in the bride cannot be duplicated. Speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. You have the power to bring about a change. God has come in you, and now He speaks through you. Don't cry, my brother, just speak in His name. Satan's coming at you like a mighty lion's roar, but you don't have to take what he's doing anymore. Put on your fighting armor, be confident and sure. There's no need to fear him. Tell him who you're standing for and speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. You have the power to bring about a change. Now God has come in you. Now let Him speak through you. Don't cry, my brother, just speak in His name. Oh, speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. You have the power to bring about a change. Oh, God has come in you. Now let Him speak through you. Don't cry, my brother. Don't cry, my sister. Don't cry, my brother. Just speak in His name.
You love him tonight? Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. Speak to the storm. Amen. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. So we're glad to be here tonight. Amen. You glad to be here? I'd rather be here than in jail. Amen. I'd rather be here than any the best hospital in the town. Amen. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. Brother Louis said, just make myself at home. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. Amen. Amen. So if you have your Bibles tonight, we'll just get right into this. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter. Amen. Send greetings from our church back home, Brother Homer. Amen. So we're glad we got to come this way this weekend and just to fellowship and be with you this weekend. Amen. Brought one of the deacons from the church to keep me in line, so... Amen. So, amen. I don't know where he's at. He's hiding somewhere back there, you know, somewhere in Brother Gary. So, he's with us also. He's a pastor's son. So, I don't know. You know, used to say, you know, the reason the preacher's kids get in trouble because they were hanging around the deacon's kids, you know. So, I don't know what this is. You know, me coming and hanging around, you know, the deacon. So, but we appreciate the Lord. Amen. So if you have your Bible, Psalms 23, and, you know, it's all very familiar scriptures. Amen. We're just going to read the first three verses of Psalms 23. Very familiar. All of us know this. Amen. And it's probably quoted a lot. You know, most of the time, you know, you go to a funeral and, you know, they hand out the things for the funeral, and it's usually printed on the back, the 23rd Psalms during a funeral. And I remember one time when I forget how old I was, had to memorize this. We was going to UPC church, you know, that's for underprivileged children. And amen, we was going there, and so we had to learn this Psalms 23. And if we learned Psalms 23, we got a gift. And so I said the whole Psalms 23, 1 through 6, and they gave me my gift, and it was a little, you know, one of them colored Easter biddies. That's what we called them, you know, that's what they gave to us. You know, I don't even know whatever happened to it. It probably died. So, but anyway, Psalms 23. Amen. Before we read, how many has a need? Amen. Trusting that God's going to meet every need that's here tonight. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we appreciate you tonight, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for this, again, another opportunity of being able to come into your house, Lord, and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, with believers alike, precious faith, Father. And Lord Jesus, you saw the hands, Lord. Father, you know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised, Lord. And so, Father, we just ask, oh God, that you just help us tonight, Father. Just be with us, oh God, as we come. You see the needs, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you supply every need, oh God. Whatever it be, Father, whether it be financial, physical, spiritual, whatever it is, Father. Many several prayer requests mentioned, Father. And Lord, we know that you're a God that healeth all sorts of diseases. You're a God that can deliver. You're a God that can heal. You're a God that can set free, Lord. And whatever the situation is here tonight, Lord, on the behalf of every request that was read, Father, and on every behalf of every hand that was raised, Lord God, we'd ask, Lord, that you'd come on the scene, Father, and just do a work, Lord God. Lord, heal the sick, Lord. Save the lost, Lord. Fill all with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Give us a refilling tonight, Lord God. Give us a recharge of our battery tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, just make yourself known amongst us, oh God. Lord, may we just surrender ourselves to you, Lord. May each one tonight surrender themselves to you, Lord God, that you can walk up and down every aisle of this auditorium tonight, Lord, of this sanctuary, Lord, that's been set aside to worship you, Lord God. May you just walk up and down each and every aisle, Lord, each and every pew, Lord God, and then touch those that need a special touch tonight, Lord God. And not only that, but walk up and down each and every heart tonight, Lord. The corridors of our hearts tonight, Lord God. And just show yourself strong, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God, as we endeavor to try to say something that would bless your people tonight, Lord God. I pray, oh God, that you just, Lord, just move up the vessel aside, Father. And you do the speaking tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, anoint the speaker, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, that I'd say those things that you would have me to say, Lord. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say, Father. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener tonight, Lord God, that they may be able to receive those things that they have need of, Father. And may when we walk through this building tonight, away from this building, can we say, Lord, like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you came and you opened up the scriptures to us? Grant it, Father. We thank you for it in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And God's people said, amen. Amen. As you remain standing, Psalms 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, that word means lack. I shall not lack. He's going to give us everything that we have need of. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to take for a thought tonight out of that third verse. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. And I was thinking about that and just, thinking. And I preached this back home a couple months back. And Brother Homer had asked me, I think he was supposed to be gone, so he asked me if I'd take the Sunday morning service. So I said, being honored to do it. And so I thought, even before he'd asked me, I was kind of laying in bed one night thinking. I said, Lord, it just seemed like I begin to think, you know, and just, and y'all, I don't know if everybody's like me, but we get to begin to think as maybe as individuals, maybe what we've been through in life. And different situations we've been through and everything, and just, everything, maybe a loss of loved ones and everything. And just then I begin to think about not only that, about me as an individual. And I just lay there, and then I begin to thank God. Then I begin to think about it was coming upon the anniversary of our pastor's wife, Sister Margie, being gone for about a year. And I thought, God. And I just begin to say, not only me and going through stuff and going through life's frustrations, but then I begin to think as a body, as a group right there in our local assembly. Amen. And so I just lifted up my hands while I was laying there in bed. I said, God, You said you'd restore our soul. Lord, help me tonight. I begin to pray. I say, God, I need a restoration down in my soul. And I was thinking, you know, and I was coming here, and Brother Donnie had texted me and asked me to if I could be able to take the service this weekend. And I said, it'd be an honor to. And I was thinking, coming up the road, and I was thinking about this. And, you know, and then just thinking about, you know, and here several years ago, you went through a loss, you know, with Brother Kenneth Yonts. And different things that you go through as individuals. Amen. But you know what? The Lord is our shepherd. And when David was speaking this, he was not altogether talking about him being a shepherd, though he was a shepherd. But he is also talking about him being a sheep also. So he knew it both ways. As being a shepherd in that perspective, and not only being a shepherd, but being a sheep also. Now, though the Lord is my shepherd, amen, and a shepherd is one that's to feed us, I believe we've got a shepherd tonight. Amen, that if we're here and we're hungry spiritually, amen, I believe God can have a table spread. Amen, in the midst of the dry and barren land, He can have a table spread. And He'll give me and you what we have need of. Because that's the shepherd. And He's one that will feed. Amen, He's one that will lead. Amen. Oh, if I ever needed a leader, I need one now. Amen. The prophet preached on my guide. Amen. And not only a shepherd is not a leader, but he's a guide. And if I ever needed a guide in this 2017, I need a guide now. I need somebody that can feed me. I need somebody that can lead me. And I need somebody that can guide me. Amen. And if I got all that, I won't lack nothing. He'll give me everything that I got need of. He'll give me that what I need to make it out of here in a body change. And that's what I'm looking for. Is to get out of here in a body change. Amen. Hallelujah. So if he's a shepherd tonight, he's one that will feed us. He's one that will lead us. He's one that will guide us. I'm glad I got the Lord Jesus Christ as my shepherd tonight. Amen. He also says he maketh to me to lie down in green pastures. He knows how to lead us to green pastures. Amen. He knows how to feed us. Amen. And not only that, in leading us to the green pastures, you know what? There's four things that causes a sheep, that makes a sheep lie down. There's four requirements that has to be met in order for a sheep to lie down. And then four requirements is, number one, free of all fear. Amen. I tell you what, as long as we know that the sheep, and you know what that gets us a lot of times is the unknown. We don't know what the next minute what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen after this service. Some of us may not make it back for in the morning. The unknown. Amen. But in order for us to lay down, we have to be free from all fear. And if we know that His presence is right there with us, we can be free from all fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, free from friction with others of their kind. Whew. Amen. You know, there's always in the animal business or in the animal nature, there's always in the chickens the pecking order where somebody wants to be number one. Amen. In the sheep, there's the budding order where they want to be number one. And if somebody comes in that tries to, and they think they're going to take their place, they'll be in friction. Amen. But if they're free from friction with others of their kind, amen, free from tension, they can lay down. Number three, free of pests like flies and parasites. You always see it. They're stomping while they're trying to get rid of them old parasites. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost spray to come by and spray us tonight and get us rid of all the parasites. Amen. And number four, free from hunger. Amen. It calls us a sheep to lay down. Amen. Then he said, it leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, it's not the waters that are running pretty fast and swiftly that's always deep. It's the still waters that are deep. Amen. And it'll lead us into still waters, beside the still waters, waters that we can drink from. Like Ezekiel said, rivers from the sanctuary. It was up to his ankles, water enough for him to wade in. Amen. Then it got up to the knees. Amen. And all that. Amen. But then it got waters that he could swim in. Oh, brothers and sisters, I believe he'll pour out waters tonight for us to swim in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's look at he restoreth my soul. And in restoring your soul, and that could be many things. Number one, it could be for a sheep that's gone astray. The scripture says in Psalm 61, oh God, thou hast cast us off or rejected us. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased or angry. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Or restore us again, Lord. Amen. Restore me tonight, Lord. Let me get back to where I once was, Lord, in fellowship with you. Again, I'm talking about sheep that's gone astray. In Isaiah 49:5. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered or swept away, yet I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord. Or we can say, yet I shall be honorable in the sight or in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Amen. I want to be honorable in his sight. Amen. I want to be tonight the apple of his eye. Amen. Oh, I may not be in who's who tonight. I may not be the greatest preacher tonight. But as long as I know the Lord's on my side and that I'm honorable in his eyes. I may not be honorable in your eyes, but I want to be honorable in the Lord's eyes. Amen. I want to be honorable in his eyes. Or number two, it could be maybe repent. Or maybe being converted. Hosea 14:1 says, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen or stumbled by thine iniquity, or visited by calamity. We all go through things. Amen. Repent or being converted. Joel 2:12 says it like this. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. In other words, keep on coming. Amen. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Amen. Keep on coming. Keep on knocking. Amen. It says, therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even or keep on coming to me with all your heart. Not just part of your heart, but all of your heart. Amen. I come to this house tonight to put everything I got into it. Amen. I want to put all my worship into this, all my prayer. I want to put my best foot forward. Amen. Because when I leave here tonight, I want to leave saying, Lord, I've done all that I could. Amen. I gave it my best, Lord. Amen. With all my heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, until every hindrance is removed. Oh God, every hindrance, those things that would keep me away from the house of God, those things that I would just come in here and set us dead at 12 o'clock midnight. Those things that would hinder me from not giving my best. Those things that would hinder me from not giving my all. Tear them down, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Into every hindrance is removed and the broken fellowship is restored. I want my fellowship, amen, if it's broken tonight, to be restored.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we're living in an hour. Amen. I see it daily, every day. We see prophecies being fulfilled. Amen. Brother Branham said, I just got through listening to it. He preached a message, knoweth it not. He said, all I can see, amen, for the coming of the Lord is one thing that hinder the coming of the Lord, and that's the readiness of the church. And who is the church? After we leave here tonight, this building is empty. Me and you are the church. Happy Valley, it's just to get people, how if you want to have somebody to come, to let them know where the church is located at. But me and you are the real church, the called out, the separated ones. Amen. Hallelujah. We're the real church. Amen. He said, all, and I want to be ready. Amen. Brother Terry, I might not can dot every I just right. I might not can cross every T, but I want to be ready. Amen. And the scripture says, come, let me show you the Lamb's wife, for she has made herself ready. Amen. I want to make myself ready. I want to make sure every hair's in place. I want to make sure I got the wedding garment on, which is the Word of God. He sent us a pattern to go by in this hour. Now, I don't want to cut the pattern to fit me, but I want me to be cut down to fit the pattern. Amen. So many times we want to cut the pattern so it fit our little ideas and our little pet peeves. But I want to cut myself down. Say, Lord, you cut myself down so that I can fit your word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the broken fellowship is restored. What about spiritual renewal? Amen. Psalms 19:7 says it like this. The Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. In other words, it's restoring the whole person. Amen. Or what about my life for myself? He restores my life or myself. Proverbs 25:13 says it like this. As a cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters or the life of his masters. Amen. Isaiah 58:12 says it like this. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Amen. We had somebody come by in our day to restore the paths that we could dwell in. To be a repairer of the breach. Amen. That was torn down between us and God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, in looking at this Psalms 23:3, and he restored my soul. Now we look at this and we think, you know, we as Christians, me and you tonight, we all are Christians, I hope, in here. How many of Christians are in here? Amen. And Brother Brown said, Christian means to be what? Christ-like. Amen. So we as Christians tonight, each one of us tonight, we claim a belonging to or in the family of God. We sing that song, I'm a part
of the family of God. That's the reason we call one another brother and sister. I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. Amen. I'm glad that I'm a part tonight of the family of God. Amen. I'm glad that God chose me tonight to be one of His, to be a son or a daughter of God tonight. Amen. I'm glad that He chose me. I didn't go looking for Him. He came looking for me. Amen. I'm glad He came looking for me. So we as Christians tonight, you that raised your hands, and you that didn't, maybe before this service is over, you can become a Christian tonight. Amen. Anyway, we raise our hands and we are proud. I'm proud to be a part of the family of God. Because in saying that we're His son or His daughter tonight, we boast of the great benefits of such a relationship. Of us being His son or His daughter tonight. Brother Jim, it comes with great benefits. Because He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth what? All. A-double-L. That's everyone. All of your diseases. Amen. I'm the Lord God that will provide. Amen. In time of need. He's that God that will provide in the time of need. And I'm needy tonight. Amen. And if I belong to Him, and I'm in such a great relationship as being His son or His daughter tonight, His bride, then I can boast of great benefits as being a part of the family of God. Amen. If you were a single man looking for a wife, you would just want to say, well, I want a lady to be like this and like this and like this and like this. Or if you was a single lady looking for a man to be your husband, you'd want one that would provide for you. You'd want one that would take care of you. Well, multiply that by 10,000 times. We say, well, He's God. He ought to. He should. But what is He looking in at us? Amen. There used to be a song, I just didn't come to tell you what I needed, Lord, and how I needed this. I just came by to talk to you, Lord, and have some fellowship with you. Amen. When's the last time you just knelt on your knees to have some fellowship with God and tell Him how much you loved Him, how much He meant to you, how much He cared for you, and you cared for Him? But so many times, Lord, I want this, and I need this, Lord, and I need this. What about, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I thank you that you called me. It was your amazing grace, Lord. How sweet the sound. Amen. So, we got great benefits. And this being the case, we all might ask ourselves this question. Why such a statement as He restoreth my soul? Why such a statement? Because me and you, and being a Christian and all that, and a part of the family of God, and being one of His sheep, we would assume that under His great care, or under the great care of the Good Shepherd, we would never become so depressed or so distressed in our soul as to need restoration. But the fact remains that this all happens. We become disheartened. We become discouraged every now and then. Amen. You don't think that when Brother Kenneth passed away, that was kind of heartbroken, disheartened, discouraging? What about with our church when we lost Sister Margie? Amen. And here a couple months ago, we lost another brother in the church. Now, to a big church, it wouldn't seem, one here and one. But to a small church, that sometimes it's great. And it has such an impact. Sometimes. And I thought, God. Then I thought about, you know, that. And the fact, like I said, the fact remains that these things happen to us. We as Christians, we're not exempt from getting sick. Listen to the prayer request. We're not exempt from going through battles. You're either in a battle, you're either coming out of a battle, or you're going into a battle. We're not exempt from those things. Amen. And sometimes life can be kind of frustrating. Life can kind of be disappointing. Here we are, 2017. Who'd have thought that we'd be here now? How many has quit and turned away? But God's got a little group, a little bride that's going to keep pressing on. In spite of everything, in spite of everybody that quits, in spite of everybody that gives up, God's got a bride that keeps marching on. And so, I begin to think about my own self. When I was thinking about this, and I thought, almost 3 years ago, this coming January, I lost my mom. She lives out in she was living out in Texas. My dad still does. He's in assisted living. He got Alzheimer's. My brother texted me coming to church that they've had him to get him any something to keep him. He's sleeping more than usual because he's just went the opposite direction. And sometimes Alzheimer's patients, they go the opposite direction. He used to be mellow, but now he's mean. And he's frustrated. And he kind of gets feisty. And they have to keep... And I asked my brother, I said, well, does he know you? I said, David, I was in there the other day. He asked, do you know me? He said, no, I don't. I thought, God. But I thought about my mom. And I thought, when we got the word, and I kind of lingered. And then I called my aunt, her sister, and she said, well, David, if you want to see your mama alive, you probably should go. So we started packing. I was praying. I said, Lord, if I could just get there and talk to her. If I could just talk to her. Because my brother would call me. And he would say, David, I was in there. And I'd ask her if she was in pain. And she'd say, no. And I'd hold her hand. And I'd pet her hand. And she'd squeeze my hand. And oh, I said, God, help me. I was 5 hours from being there. Brother Jim and my brother called me and said, David, she's gone. I thought, why? Why? Because you begin to get kind of, it's why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why couldn't I make it? And my brother, and I thought, my. And we go through things. And I said, God, when I say, God, help me. Though God slay me like Job said, yet I'll trust him. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be his holy name. I said, God, why? Why? Then I get to begin to think about David, the author of this Psalms. And like I said, he knew what it meant not only to be a shepherd, but to be a sheep. And the scripture says, and even our prophet declared that he was much loved by God. Because even the scripture says, he was a man after God's own heart. Oh, Brother Terry, just to have that written across your tombstone. A man or a lady after God's own heart. But he knew what it meant to be cast down. To be cast down and dejected. He tasted defeat in life. He had to run from the threat of Saul and hide himself. You remember when he was coming into Jerusalem that time and that young man was throwing dirt and spitting at him. And one of his servants drew his sword and said, I'll take that dog's head from off his shoulders. And David said, leave him alone. God told him to do that. But it was different on the return. Oh, yeah. When David came into kingship, it was different then. Amen. But David knew what it meant to taste defeat in life. And he felt the frustration of having fallen under temptation. Read Psalms 51. We all know the story. How that he fell there with Bathsheba. Had a baby. And the baby was lying at the point of death. And David had his face bowed to the dirt of the earth. Even his servants tried to get him to eat something, and he wouldn't. He kept praying, fasting. And then he looked and he realized that they was whispering among themselves. And he knew, he said, the child must be dead. And David, the servant said, should we tell David? Look how he's acting. Because they even brought him some food, Brother Terry. Wanted him to eat, and he refused. So after he heard, he asked him, said, is the child dead? And they said, yes, David. He arose, washed himself, changed his apparel, and went into the temple and began to worship God. And he asked for something to eat. And his servant said, David, what's the matter? He said, there you are, David. When the child was sick, was dying, and you wouldn't eat nothing. You were fasting. You didn't change your apparel. You just had your face to the dirt of the earth. And now that the child's dead, you get up, you change your apparel, you ask for something to eat, you go in the temple and start worshiping the Lord. He said, I cannot bring the child back, but I can go to where the child is. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. We not can bring everybody back that's left us, but we can go to where they're at. Amen. Remember when Sister Hope was dying? She said, Bill, why'd you call me back? Amen. She said, you talked about it. You preached about it, and you don't even know what it is, heaven. Hallelujah. So she's gone. I wouldn't call her back for nothing in the world. But I can't go to where she's at. Amen. So David knew what it meant. David was acquainted with the bitterness of feeling hopeless and without strength in himself. Just like me and you get sometimes. Psalms 42:11 says it like this. It says, "Wart thou cast down, O my soul? While thou disquieted within me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Amen. Oh, Psalms 23 that we read 3 says he refreshes and restores my life for myself. Psalms 42:7 says it like this, "Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you hope? Why should you mourn over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him." Amen. Hope in God and wait expectantly. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do in this service tonight, but I come expecting, Lord. I come expecting to see the sick get healed. I come expecting to see somebody get saved or whatever it is, Lord. And you get what you expect. Amen. Amen. Oh, he said, hope in God and wait expectantly for him. For I shall yet praise him who is the hope of my countenance and my God. You know what the great antidote is for being depressed and all these things, being downhearted, is meditate on God's goodness. Think about, I think about his goodness. I think about his help in the time of need. Amen. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Amen. I want to focus my thoughts on God's ability to help me. Amen. He can help me when I can't help myself. Because if I could help myself, Brother Terry, why would I need God? Amen. But because I can't help myself, he can help me. Amen. He can help me. Hallelujah. Brother Brandon said it like this. The world falling apart. Listen what he says. 1963. He said, our political world today and our religious world is just exactly like it was in the days of the first coming of the Messiah. It's polluted. The whole system is rotten. Our politics could get no worse. And our religion. I don't see how it could go get worse than what it is now. 1963. He said the whole thing is corrupted. Our political world, man-made systems and fashions. We want everything, just everything, so we can take it easy. And retire and take life easy. Sometimes that's what we want. In the natural, that's what we want. And the natural types to spiritual. Amen. I tell my wife every year, I got to push more at home, and I guess that's good exercise. It takes me nonstop 2 hours to mow my grass. Every year I say, tell my wife, I said, I'm going to sell this place and we're going to get us an apartment. Why? You want it easy. I was telling Brother Gary, come up the road. I like out there in the desert. I like it out there. There's a couple, I guess, or whoever it is, that lives. My sister-in-law lives in New Mexico. And there's somebody that lives over there right next door to her. And in their front yard, it's totally rocks. It's got that Southwest style. Wouldn't have to mow grass. But you tack that in the spiritual. We want it easy. Brother Donnie, you preach for us. You worship God for us. Because we don't want it hard. Amen. But if we ever gonna get anything out of the service, anything from God, we gotta come in here and press our way in. We gotta raise our hands when we don't feel like raising our hands. We gotta sing when we don't feel like singing. We gotta worship when we don't feel like worshiping. He said our political world and everything. He said, listen, he said, life wasn't intended to be easy. Whew. Life is a struggle. How many can say amen? Amen. Anything that's got life is a struggling. He said, look at the trees, how they struggle. Look at everything that's got life. It's a struggle. We struggle. Because we want life and we want to struggle. We come in here tired on Wednesday night, maybe tired on Saturday. We want to press our way in. Why? Because we're struggling and we want life. Like that old pond lily that struggles and fights its way up through the mud and the mire. Then it becomes something beautiful. So the passerby can behold its beauty. What about us? Amen. We want to work our way up to the mire and the mud so we can get out and blossom. So the passerby can see Christ in our lives. Amen. Again in 1964, Christ identified the same. He said, so we are longing for that day to get out of this place. Where we're at now. For it's certainly a pest house. We know that, full of sickness, diseases, and disappointments, and trouble. No wonder David had to say, he restoreth my soul. Amen. He restoreth my soul. So let's look at this for a little bit. So we're looking at sheep, he restored, and a sheep, you know what it becomes? It becomes cast, and that's just an old English word for being cast down. It becomes cast. And a sheep, when it becomes cast, it's a pitiful sight. And what actually happens, that sheep is found laying on its back, and its feet in the air, and it can't get up. And it's struggling. It's become cast. He said, every morning, I read this book on this shepherd. He said, every morning, I would go out and I would look over my flock to see if there was any sheep that was cast. Oh, what about the great shepherd tonight? Amen. He knows us. He knows the stars. He named them one by one. And he knows who me and you are. And the scripture says a sheep knows his voice. And a voice of a stranger they won't follow. And if he's a good shepherd and not a harlot, every morning he'll look over his flock. And want to see if there's any sheep that would be cast.
so that he could get them standing upright again. How many times has he had to come along and get me and you standing back upright again? Amen. Because of life's frustrations, because of life's disappointments, because of life's struggles. Amen. And we become cast. We become cast down. And the good shepherd has to come by and set us back up on our feet again. So every morning, he'd have to count and make sure and go search and see if there was a sheep that he had to set back on his feet again. Amen. Oh, I believe the shepherd keeps a sharp eye for us. Remember, shepherd said, because if they were cast and they was turned over and they couldn't get back up, they would be easy. He said, because the shepherd had to keep a sharp eye out for predators. Because they would be an easy prey for the buzzards, the vultures, the dogs and the coyotes, and the cougars. Oh, you remember on that film, Deep Calls of the Deep, how he took them little eagles and set them out in the green pastures, and they were having such a Pentecostal jubilee, running and jumping up. He said, oh, and I wonder where, he said, I seen that old mother eagle find the highest rock that she could find, and she was watching. Amen. I'm so glad we got a Heavenly Father that watches, because he knows that we become cast. We become easy targets for the devil to poke all kinds of spirits down us, all kinds of lust spirits, all kinds of disorderly spirits down us. We become easily prey for the devil. Amen. With all kinds of spirits waiting to jump on us. And so we become cast. Amen. Now you would think that the largest or the fattest or the healthiest or the strongest one, they would never become cast. But usually they're ones that get cast first. And if they ever get cast, usually they wind up some casualties. Oh God, help us. And what happens is the sheep, it tries to find a place, a nice place to lay down and relax and get comfortable and just stretch out. Oh, how many of us, we want to get relaxed and comfortable in this battle that we're fighting, but we can't get relaxed and we can't get comfortable. We got to keep our guard up. Amen. We got to keep praying and we got to keep pressing on. You remember that story? Sure, some of you young people do in school. Heard it about the race between the tortoise and the hare. And what happened? Oh, that hare, when the gun went off for them to start racing, that hare jumped out. And he was way ahead of that tortoise. But that tortoise was sure and slow and steady. And he knew just exactly what his goal was, to reach that finish line. And the hare got way ahead. And he thought, my, I can just get by and relax and become comfortable. And you know what happened? He went to sleep. Amen. And what happened? The tortoise finally beat him. Amen. And that's what's happened to us. We can't slow down or let up in this race that we're in. Amen. This is not a relaxing age. Amen. Because he said in the church, Ephesus, smile all the way through. And we got to cut into every sin and every spirit is heaped up in this last age. And we got to combat every one of them. But there is going to be an overcomer. There is going to be an overcomer in this hour that I'm living in. The very word Ephesus means to be aimed at and relaxed. They were aimed at. They were going fine, but they got relaxed.
And the scripture says they left their first love. What about us? We might be aimed at, but we get relaxed because we think, well, we're in the message. Hey, man, we got a pastor. We got all this and we're fine and dandy. We got the books. We know the name and everything, and everything's all right. But that's when the devil creeps in. Hey, man, we can't get relaxed. Amen. And what happens? They get comfortable. They stretched out. Amen. And then the center of gravity takes over. And they actually fall. And they get turned on their backs. And they're trying to get back up on their feet. And they go to panicking. And when they go to panicking, they try and they struggle. And they try and then go to panicking and everything. And they just make matters worse. And it will never get on its feet. And then actually what happens? When it gets up like that, and they frantically trying to get turned up on its back on its feet, and they can't, then the gases start building up, and they expand, build up, and they expand. And as these gases expand, it shuts off the blood circulation. And as the blood circulation is shut off, especially to the legs, and their legs get numb. And they can't do nothing about it. Oh God. And if the weather's hot, it don't take very long for them to die. They'll die just within a few hours. Now if it's cold and rainy, and they may last a few days. Oh, brothers and sisters, we're living in a battle where it's hot and heavy. Amen. Oh my, we need God. And what that shepherd would do, he would say that he would leave those that were right on their feet, lead them, and he'd go after that one and set it back up on his feet again and begin to massage its legs so that the feeling would get back in there. And they may have to walk and they'll stumble, but eventually they'll be walking straight again. How many times has God came by? Because the scripture says he left the 99 and went for that one that had lost circulation and lost blood flow and began to massage our legs until we could get walking back again. We may stumble, we may fall, but eventually we'll be on the right path again. Amen. Oh, and how many times he would get frustrated with his sheep because they would get like that. I wonder how many times God gets frustrated with us. Amen. You know how he does sometimes. You know how he does. Somebody told me, Gadman, we buy you books, we send you to school, and you still don't know nothing.
All right. Go ahead.
You know how it is. Here's the Lord sitting on the... Mama, I gave them a prophet.
Come on.
I gave them tapes. They don't have to take it second-handed. They can listen to it. Look at them. They still don't love one another. They still don't want to come to church. They still don't want to worship. They still don't want to do what's right. Oh, God, what am I going to... And he gets frustrated every now and then. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen, Lord. Just set me back on my feet again, Lord. Restore my soul again, Lord. Amen. Restore me, Lord. He restored my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 56. You know what he told Peter? He said, Peter, I'm praying for you. Amen. Satan had desired you to shift you like weed, but I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Brother John LaFontaine one time. There's a woman in the grocery store. I think it was him. I don't know. But she was just smiling and everything all big time. And you know, somebody smiling today. You was, well, what's the matter? Something got to be wrong. You know what she said to him while she was smiling so big? She said, A.A. Allen prayed for me. Well, I tell you what. A.A. Allen didn't pray for me. Brother Branham didn't pray for me. But God prayed for me. He said, I pray, Lord, that you'd keep them sanctified. Amen. He said, Peter, I pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 56:13 says it like this. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, man, you need to be realistic as a child of God. And we got to face facts that we go through these things. We go through trouble. We go through trials. We go through battles. Amen. Amen. But most of us, though we belong to Christ and desire to be under His control and endeavor to allow ourselves to be led by Him, occasionally we do find ourselves cast down. Amen. We do find ourselves off our feet. Amen. We find ourselves and nothing can happen. Amen. To us. Amen. Or never go that way or do that without Him knowing it. Amen. He knows everything. Amen. Oh my. Because He said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, God has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Amen. He'll make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. Amen. He'll make a way of escape for us. Amen. Now let's look real quickly. I'll try to hurry. Let's look at real quickly three things that causes a sheep to become cast. Because sheep, just like men and women, we become cast down. Just like sheep do, us as brothers and sisters, we become cast. Number one, they're always looking for a soft spot. Easy to lay down and become cast. Amen. Christian life, amen, is great danger is always looking for the easy place. Amen. The cozy corner, the comfortable position where there's no hardship. Amen. Nobody wants hardship. Nobody wants struggle. Amen. No need for endurance. Amen. But I tell you what, the time has come that we are to endure, because the scripture says, he that endures to the end shall be saved. We got to endure, brothers and sisters. Amen. But we don't want to face hardship. We don't want to face endurance. We don't want to demand upon us that we have to self-discipline ourselves. And then we think we have it made. And we're unwilling to forfeit the easy way, the soft life. Let's look at what the prophet of God said. Be all right? He said it like this. So revival in our day, how can we have it when the revival giver is bound by the world? See, God won't come in where the world is. You can just depend on that. You associate with the world, that's all of it. When you let the world creep in, you go to acting like the world, then you are finished. But if you'll cut loose every fetter from the world and come to God, God will use you and do you go to flirting again. Amen. Again, he says it like this. Amen. I thought, my, that was good. Again, he says it like this. He says, like hothouse plants. You know, you take a plant out of a hothouse, you have to baby it. I don't know. It don't know the weather. It doesn't know the sunshine and things. It's been covered over and babied. Now listen what he says. That's what's the matter with too many so-called Christians. They're hothouse plants. That's right. Subject to every bug that comes along. You know, it's only the delicate plants that has to be sprayed are the hybrid plants. Again, he says, and that's what's the matter today. We got better dressed Christians, bigger churches, and a lot of education, a lot of theology, but you have to be babied all the time. You have to look through their glass or you're not seeing at all. What we need is some thoroughbred Christians born under the blood of Jesus that live not off of church theology, but off of the Word of God. The communion with Christ, the Word coming into the believer, his spiritual body is built up, not a hothouse baby. Amen. Can I read on? Listen again what he says. I'm running from the man running for the presence of the Lord. He said, how wishy-washy. That's what too many Christians today are, so soft soap and everything, until they think all they do is join a church. Go in somewhere, put their name on a book, or do a little something, jump up and down, shout, or something like that. Call it Christianity. Christianity's an everyday, rugged life, living for God in this present world. It's a constant burning of the fire and love of God in the heart that sets you afire and puts you out yonder with the people and making converts to Christ. Again, he says, on power transformation. That's the way it is today with our Christians. We got so many, we had to soft soap to beg them. Put them, make them a deacon in the church, pat them on the shoulder, and make them some great position in the church. Oh, you do, why? He won't come in if you don't let this one do this and that one do that. It's babying. And so when we go to be babying and want it soft and want everybody to pat us on the back, we become cast. We become cast. Because we look for the easy spot. We look for the soft spot. Amen. Number two, a sheep becomes cast because it's over fat. He said, I had to put a lot of my sheep on a diet. Because they come, and you would think that because they're fat and they're good and healthy, but that's not the case in every situation. Because if they're overweight, they can't be quick on their feet. And they're not very productive. And he wants to make sure that they're strong, sturdy, and energetic. Oh, I believe that's what the great shepherd wants to make sure of us, that we're strong, we're sturdy, and we're energetic. Amen. And we come to the house of God, and we don't have to be babied to worship God. We don't have to be babied to sing the songs of Zion. The prophet of God said on the evening time aside, he said, it's so coming together. Amen. In a unity. The body, as we call ourselves the body, as we call ourselves the bride, waiting on the bridegroom. We should be so coming together that there should be such a love amongst us. He said, you don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg people to worship. You don't have to beg people to do what's right. They're just so in love with him till there's nothing else. Oh my. And today, we as Christians, because we think we're doing well, we're healthy, our bank account's fat, and we got a sense of well-being and self-assurance that everything's all right. But what did Revelations, the 3rd chapter, amen, and the 17th verse say? Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, amen, and have need. Have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Amen. What a pitiful sight to be in. Amen. Brother Branham said, they even say they don't need Christ. Amen. Blind, wretched, poor, and don't know it. Amen. And because of that, they become cast or cast down. Brother Branham said it like this in the Thyatirian church age. He said, let me give you a warning. Because of abounding iniquity, the love of God, or the love of many, shall wax cold. In the Laodicean church age, or last age, self-love and love for material things will take place of the true love of God. Self-love and the love for material things will take place of the true love of God. God, help me. Cut it away from me, because I don't want to be cast, Lord. If I got self-love and love for material things, help me, Lord. Take it away from me, Lord. Because Hebrews 12:6 says it like this. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourge every son whom he receiveth. Amen. So Lord, you've got to scourge me tonight. If you've got to chastise me, take everything away that's not like you, Lord. My self-love, my love for material things. Self-love, you know what it is? Love that you got that nobody can please you.
God himself can't even please you. Because you got self-love. Nobody can tell you what to do. The pastor can't tell you what to do. And love for material things. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, wherefore him that thinketh he stand, taketh heed, lest he fall. You think you stand? Let's take heed, lest we fall. So number one, they become cast because they were looking for the soft way out. The easy life. The easy spot. Number two, over fat. Number three, too much wool. Their fleece becomes very long and it becomes heavily matted with mud, manure, burrs, and other debris. And it's much easier for a sheep to become cast because they're weighed down with their own wool. How many of us? Paul said, and Jesus himself said, you're in this world, but you're not of the world. But because we're in this world, and we have to associate with the world, especially some of us brothers sometimes, and sometimes we're out there working in the world, and we bring spirits home with us. I remember one time, there's this lady. I was standing there on the job, and there's this lady was standing there, and this other guy. And she came in there and she was just talking. And she said that, Brother Jim, that she drove her car and she used some choice words into this tree. And so I just turned around and I repeated what she said without thinking. And I said, God, forgive me. I come home many times from work and my wife said, who you been hanging around with today? Because you got a bad spirit on you. Sometimes our sisters, you have to go out and work. We got to be careful. Amen. Because we become matted down with all kinds of debris, all kinds of worldly debris, all kinds of worldly spirits, all kinds of worldly attitudes. And that shepherd had to take the shears. And that sheep had to be willing to forfeit his wool. And he'd have to shear that sheep of its wool so it wouldn't be weighed down, matted with all kinds of manure and burrs, and sheared up, sheared all the wool off so it could be free once again, and it could be restored once again. What about me and you? Sometimes we have to be sheared from all of our worldly entertainment, all our worldly debris. Shear us, Lord, from everything that's not like you, Lord, so that I can be restored again, so that I can have fellowship with you again. Self-life, that old self of a Christian, the old nature of a Christian, you know, an outward expression of an inner attitude. Amen. The area of my life in which I am continually in contact with the world around me. And I find the clinging accumulations of things, of possessions, of worldly ideas, and it begins to weigh me down. And I have to say, or be willing to say, Lord, shear me, Lord. Shear me. Amen. The great shepherd is in control and he knows what he's doing with my life. Yes. So like David, we can say, restore, or he restoreth my soul. Yes. Let me read you something in closing, and we're going to close. But listen to what the prophet said. Church in its condition. He said, dear God, dear dying lamb, meek, humble, lowly. The birds had nests and the foxes had dens, but you didn't have a place. And yet the very Lord of glory, when you were born, they didn't even have clothes to put you on you.
Oh God, what's good my clothes going to do me then? What good does my cars do me? What good does a nice home do me? What good's it going to do that day? You was friendless. No one would friend you. No one seemed to want to give you a helping hand. You said that day you'd say, I was hungry. You didn't feed me. I was naked. You wouldn't clothe me. What good's all that we got going to do us that day, Lord? Let us stand for you. So when the hour comes and we walk into his presence, the omnipotent, omnipresent. Oh God, when we'd hear that dove with its wings setting back, there in that great light, it'll flash through all eternity when you dwell in light. Says, when I have to stand there by myself. He said, my brother's gone. My pastor's gone. My mother's gone. Think about it, church. He said, my mother's gone. My pastor's gone. My daddy's gone. My wife's gone. My kiddies are gone. He said, oh God, what am I going to do then, Lord? What am I going to do then? And that may be before the sun goes down tonight. But what am I going to do? What can I do? Oh Christ, I'll stand for you now. I'll take my choice today. I'll forfeit all my talking about other people. I'll forfeit all my temper. I'll forfeit all my differences. I'll forfeit everything. Shear me off. That love, Lord, take all I got. You just take me, Lord. I want to stand in your place. I want to be sheared. I want all selfishness, all pride, all indifference. Just all take it off of me. Then I want to stand for you as a sheared lamb. Willing to give up all the pleasures of what they call pleasures of life. All the dances, all the parties, all the old vulgar clothes, makeup, lipstick, fingernail polish, all this indifference that looks like the world. You said don't even act like the world. Don't even associate with the world. Come out from among them. Oh God, help me, Lord. Shear me today. Take me like a lamb and let me be dumb. Don't open my mouth. Say nothing about me. Just stand and be sheared. He said, oh God, what difference does it make? He said, I remember when you sheared me once and took my wife, my baby, and my daddy, and my brother. You just sheared me clean. And in my heart, I knew I loved you. Yet you blessed me. How good you been. All that I am, all that I could be, all that I ever would be, it's you, God. It's you. I confess my wrongs. I confess all that I ever done or thought. Just shear me off, Lord. I want to be your lamb. Not only that, Lord, but take every person here this morning. I'll say it like this. Take every person here tonight. Every sheep. And those who would want to be sheep. And shear all of them off. This night, Lord. Put their little feet around the stalks of the gospel. May the Holy Spirit lead them to repentance just now. Know that they're being indifferent towards God. And may he shear all the indifference off. All the world and all the things of the world. You sheared off this morning, Lord. So we can stand cool and quiet before you as born again Christians. Amen. He said, grant it, Lord. Amen. He said, I love you. I want to go no matter whether the weather's hot. Whether I feel like it or not, I want to go. I want to stand for you because I want you to plead my case that day. Yes, sir. Well, he stood for me now. I'll stand for him. He said, oh God, grant it today. Stand together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. Amen. Oh God, restore my soul tonight, Lord. My whole being. Amen. My whole person, Lord. My life. Lord, if I'm not repenting, help me to repent, Lord. Let me cut off and lay aside every hindrance. So that broken fellowship can be restored. Grant it, Lord. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, Here was David. He began to tell, Lord, how that you was his shepherd to lead and to guide him and to feed him, Father. And how, Lord, that you led him to green pastures. How, Lord, that you led him beside the still waters. And Lord, he screamed out, he restoreth my soul. God, like we said, David knew what it meant. He went through life with disappointments. He went through life with heartaches. But Lord, then he also knew what it meant, Lord, to have you restore him to fellowship with you. God, may you do that to us tonight, Lord. Maybe here tonight, maybe we might be cast tonight. On our backs, our feet in the air, and we're struggling to get up. The shepherd to come out. He'll look around to find if there's one that's cast. And he'll lead the others. He'll go help that one that's cast to get it back on its feet again, to get it moving in the right direction so that it can be productive. Because it's a disgrace, Lord, for a shepherd to lose one sheep. Help us tonight, Lord. Maybe we're here tonight, we've been through all kinds of disappointments, frustrations of life, heartaches. We become cast. Lord, may you, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, come by and help us tonight, Lord. Maybe we're struggling frantically, trying to get back, but it just makes matters worse. And if the battle's hot and heavy, and if we lay there too long, we'll die quickly. Lord, we don't want to die spiritually, Lord, but we want you to get us back up on our feet, moving again. So would you come by and take your great hands of the Holy Spirit, Lord? Go to massaging our feet. Go to massaging our legs. So the blood flow can get back right, flowing again, Father. Oh, we may stumble. We may falter. But Lord, we'll get to moving in the right direction, Lord. Father, if we're always looking for the easy spot, Lord, the soft spot, forgive us, Lord. We don't want to be babied. We don't want to be a hotbed Christian, Lord. But we want to be rugged, Lord. Coming to the house of God with our hands lifted up, ready to meet the challenge of the hour. Ready to pull on the gift of God. Ready to receive from you. Ready, Lord, to worship you. Ready, Lord, for battle, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. And Lord, if we're overweight, Lord, help us, Lord, not to become selfish in this hour. Self-love and love for material things. Because them things have perished, Lord. But let us take that word, put it in our heart, and embrace it with all that we've got, Father. Because heaven and earth will pass away. Our material things will pass away. But that word of God will live and abide forever. And Lord, if we're matted down tonight by worldly debris, it's got us all matted up. And it's weighing us down. The area of our life that we're constantly in contact with the world. Worldly amusements, worldly songs, all these things, Lord. Would you shear us tonight, Lord? Like the prophet God said, what's good is my clothes going to do me then? What's good is my car going to do me then, Lord? When I stand before you on that day, my daddy's gone. My mama's gone. My pastor's gone. What am I going to do then, Lord? Shear me tonight, Lord. Take all the indifferences out of me, Lord. Help me to be a lamb, to be a sheep, Lord. Grant it, Father. We ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we can sing maybe, Brother Harry, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Y'all know that song? Amen. Create in me, O God. Amen. If you don't know it, maybe just whatever you play, amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Is that what you want him to do tonight? Oh, as we can stand here.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Help us tonight, Father. Lord, you're the God that, Lord, that David prayed to, Lord. And he said, you're the shepherd. Lord, I ain't going to want. I ain't going to lack, Lord. You'll give us everything that we have need of to get out of here in a body change, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Oh, you'll lead us beside the still waters, Lord. Waters that we can drink from, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. You restore our soul. Father, we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you tonight, Lord. We just appreciate you tonight, Lord. We just make love to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Create in me a right attitude, Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me, Lord Jesus. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we love you with all that's within our hearts, Lord. We make love to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, sending us the Holy Ghost, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whatever else you got in your heart there, brother, let's worship God. Turn the service back to whoever. Amen. You love him tonight. Amen. You love him. You appreciate him tonight. Oh, he restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As I come into your presence.
Yes.
Past the gates of praise.
Yes. Amen. Let's
into
just worship God.
Your sanctuary.
Amen.
As we're standing face to face.
Amen.
I look upon your
countenance. Yes,
I see the fullness of your grace.
Yes, Lord.
I can only bow down and say,
hallelujah.
You are awesome in
yes.
this place.
Awesome in this place.
Mighty God.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
You are
thank
awesome
Father
in this place. Abba, Father.
Yes.
Our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
Sing it. Let's worship a while.
Mighty God, as I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, as we're standing face to face, I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your face. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place.
Amen. Let's sing it again.
You are awesome in this place.
Almighty God, let's sing it one more time.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
We are standing.
Oh, yes.
On holy ground.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, share us tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I know. All around.
Do you believe this? Amen.
Let us pray.
Oh, just worship Him, saints.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We are standing in His presence on holy.
Let's sing just one more time. Really, really, really sing it.
Thank you.
Oh, we are standing on holy
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We're standing on holy ground, Lord. And there's angels all around. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, saints. Amen. Go in the love of Christ tonight. Amen. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
By and by, when the morning comes,
hallelujah,
when all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, now by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God gathered home, we will tell the story of how to overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, now by and by, oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell that old story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mist have all mine, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, now by. And when the morning comes, when all, are you gonna be there? Oh, we will tell that old story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better. Oh, now by and by, when the morning comes,